Coming to you live from the Morningstar Mission Sponsored Studios, this is Carl and Crew Mornings on 90.1 FM Moody Radio.
All right, guys, here we go on this beautiful Thursday morning. It's wild because our temperatures were a whole lot more. It was a whole lot warmer here a couple of months ago than it is this spring.
Like in winter.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Winter has made a spring return.
It has made a return. It's made a big return. We're talking devotions all week long, and we've got a fun day for you. I have got something I'm going to tell you at 6:30 that is going to, I don't know why I've sat on this for, how long have I been here? Nearly 10 years?
Wait, is this news to us too?
Yeah.
Huh.
I haven't heard.
Yeah,
really?
You'll love this though.
Okay.
Yeah, I promise you. You're going to love it.
Just throwing surprises out
there.
Yeah,
but it's a. Okay, let me tease you with what's going on.
I don't know if he can wait till 6:30.
I know. I'm not going to say the whole thing.
Just tell us.
No, it takes a little bit longer than that because I got to tell a story. But the short of it is, at 6:30, I'm going to make a full-throated appeal to every person listening that you've got to be willing to be surprised by God, and it could be Moody Bible Institute.
Ooh.
Because I think one of the biggest shockers after Jesus saved my life, that he could save me, which was amazing. Mm-hmm. I could cry right now thinking about it. The fact that he could save me, that showed his power. But the fact that he could direct me with joy to go to the school where my big sister, she was at Multnomah Bible College. She's 5 years older than me. When I was in junior high school, I guess 8th grade, she invited me to come down to her campus, and she had all these rat pack of friends. And so we jumped in with the little rat pack down there when I flew down to Portland, and I'm staying with a bunch of the freshman dudes in a big house. And they were great guys. But I remember thinking to myself, what kind of a piece of work would go to a place like this?
Oh.
I wasn't a follower of Jesus. And Sharon said, who knows, you might be here someday. And I looked at her and I started laughing. I said, Sharon, you don't know your little brother. There's no way I'm going to be here.
And then
I landed there.
Fast forward.
I'll put some more flesh to it later on. But bottom line, I'm going to give you a tease on this one right now. If you're getting up and getting going this morning, the principle will apply to everyone. The specifics of Moody Bible Institute, just to a small sliver, but it might to you. And this might be one of these moments this morning you're going, oh no, God is doing something. Because when you are willing to be surprised by the Spirit, all bets are off. You don't know what God's going to do with you. And we find this over and over and over again in Scripture, where God, by the power of the Spirit, redirects someone's life. And I'm going to shoot it to you quick here right now, because if there's one guy out there in my life situation, and what's my life situation, saved at 23 years old, went off to Bible school. In those days, man, I was an old freshman, let me tell you. But there were other old freshmen. They're like
me. Old freshmen.
Yeah. There were other old freshmen like me that were there that were broken and humbled. And boy, did we gobble up that education. And we got something really cool for you that we're starting to promote. And this is the first time you've heard it on Moody Radio. But we've got a code that is going to waive your application fee. This is commonly done at colleges right now. So Moody's just getting in the groove with it. It'll waive your application fee of $50. And if you get enrolled here, this code that we've got exclusive to us here on the morning show, because I've been knocking on their door over there saying, come on, man. Want to get some stuff rolling here for our boom crew. They'll dump, after you get enrolled, they'll put $500 into your account. Now, considering we're tuition free here, it's room and board, but that would go against. But I want to tell you something, boom crew. More than anything else, just be willing to be surprised by the Spirit. And some of you, I know there's a couple of guys, maybe a couple of gals right now going, oh my word, what is God doing here? Because it can happen that way. And we've got many thousands of you listening right now. So Allie loaded this code. She loaded the code.
Yes.
And we're ready to go. So if you want to think about getting enrolled, and how does this have to do with Devotion Week? This is devotions on steroids. That's what we're talking about. Taking this time in the Word and supercharging it so you can be equipped for ministry in Chicagoland or around the globe. There you go. So we got a link for you right now.
Yes, if you are interested in getting information about applying to Moody Bible Institute for the fall, as soon as the fall semester, you or maybe you have a student in your life, just text the word Moody. We'll send you the details. Text Moody to 312-274-9624. Just text Moody to 312-274-9624.
Waking you up with adrenaline and Jesus. We're Carl and Crew Mornings.
Well, my wife was telling me last night, we were driving. I forget where we were driving. After a while, you forget what you're doing out there. Just out there. I'm like the kind of man who loves to drive around with his wife in the shotgun seat. You remember that song?
I do not.
Never heard of that one.
No one has?
Should
no.
I?
Usually
I
I'm with you.
Kind of took an existing song and rewrote it.
Oh, okay,
but anyway. So we're driving around and she says, Bub, Jim Coakley's book is making me read the Bible differently and things are popping. She goes, I am actually reading the Bible in a way that I am seeing stuff I never saw before.
This has been a great week for your wife's favorite books. This is like the theme.
You're going to think she's a plant, Boom Crew.
Janann's picks.
You're going to think my bride is a plant.
I would like for her to fill out my bracket for March Madness because she is on a roll this week.
They're my top picks.
That's hilarious. No, it's just kind of funny because that we just happened to hit two in 1 week. Okay, guys?
In 1 hour. Anywho.
Those are the two books that my wife's been championing
so
like nuts.
So great.
Oh, my goodness. That and a magazine that has some info on Kate Middleton because we got to stay up on her, you know.
Oh, okay. That too.
Would you believe I got sucked into that thing
the
too?
Whole
oh, yeah.
Where
I got
is
sucked
Kate?
Into that. After I went to the UK with my bride, now I'm all in on it. So I'm on a rant now. She's okay. Leave her alone.
Yeah,
that's my posture.
There was video of her walking around with her husband.
And I looked at it closely. I was wondering if it was her, and I concluded it was.
It was.
Has it been doctored? Is it her face, or did they?
Can you believe this stuff?
It's an actor.
Oh, boy.
Okay, coming up, minute and a half. Another book that my wife highly endorses. Wow. And I'm not kidding you. Jim Coakley, Straight Ed.
Whether it's number one or 100. Take that step with Jesus today. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
We're talking devotionals all week long. We've been calling them Devos. Some people have said, what in the world are Devos? We get these little Christian slangs, and therein lies some of the challenges. It can become kind of something we kind of talk about, but are they really meaty?
We've got Dr. Jim Coakley with us. We'll break down the Devo. Do you like that term, Dr. Coakley, or do you prefer we call it something else?
Well, it is interesting. I mean, in a sense, it's just Bible time. Some people call it quiet time, but really, it's just Bible consumption. However it happens, Bible consumption is probably the best for me.
You know, you can go all over Scripture. Already this week, we've been in John 15 and 16, seeing that Jesus was saying, boy, I want you to remember these words I've said so that you won't fall away when persecution comes. What do you use as motivation, or what do you recommend when people ask you why devotionals, why time in the Word? What do you say, Jim?
Well, the whole idea there is you need to have quick recall of when you're in the moment, you need to be able to have the Word of God kind of shed light on
yes.
how you should respond in any given moment. And you can't really just look it up on your phone. It has to be kind of already in your brain, ready to put into practice. And so the only way that is by washing your mind over and over again with the truth of God's word. So that way, then when you need it, it's ready accessible.
Dr. Jim Coakley with us right now. He's a professor here at Moody Bible Institute, also author of a great book, 14 Fresh Ways to Enjoy the Bible. The premise for this book I love. The Bible is the most read book in the world, but many of us get stuck in a rut when it comes to approaching it. So instead of feeling inspired, energized, people walk away feeling confused, kind of frustrated, disenchanted.
Yeah. How many times have you heard, Allie and Jim, I want to be in the Bible, but it's so confusing, or I don't understand. I've heard that over my years of being a pastor. I would guess thousands of times, Jim. Wouldn't you say that as well?
Yeah, you hear it a lot. And part of the challenge is a place like Moody Radio. We provide great Bible teaching, and it's easy to just be passive to hear the Word of God through other people rather than to do it for yourself.
Boom.
Compared to others that you hear who are great communicators, it's hard to match that. And so how do you compete with that? And that's where we need to get people motivated on their own.
So coming up, let's talk about some fresh ways to enjoy your Bible, where it's more than just, I know I should be reading it, but you can actually sit down, spend time with the Word of God, understand it, and even enjoy it. Coming up.
Need a wake-up call? We can help with that. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
With us right now, one of my buddies and a great man, Dr. Jim Coakley, is with us right now. Jim, before we go any further, 14 fresh ways to enjoy the Bible. You aren't going to offer it up, so I will for you. This thing won a big award recently, didn't it, my friend?
Oh, yeah. Christianity Today gave it the 2024 Book of the Year category in the Bible devotional area. And it's just been so humbling to realize that others recognize the value that this book has.
Oh, that is, I'm so proud of you. And it's a great resource. My bride was telling me the other day, Bub, this book is fantastic. The more you read through it, the more you realize this has practical stuff for today.
It's called 14 Fresh Ways to Enjoy the Bible. Give us one of the fresh ways, fresh approach to actually reading, understanding, and enjoying the Word of God.
Carl would understand this. Our church just really went through the book of Jude recently, and going through just that short one-chapter book that begins and ends with what I call a beautiful bookend. Talks about the fact that, you know, it says to those who have been called, who are loved by God the Father and kept by Jesus Christ. So that word kept. And then you go to the great benediction at the end of the book, and it says, now to him who's able to keep you from falling. And so the whole idea is that it's a key word. It's beginning and ending. It's a bracket. It's parentheses. And all of a sudden you realize that this is one of the main themes of the entire epistle. And so it just really keeps me alert to look for these kind of bracketing kind of devices that the authors use. And it's just a way to kind of help me understand what the author is trying to communicate.
How do we best use your book, 14 Fresh Ways to Enjoy the Bible? Would you recommend reading a portion, then taking a look at this? What's the best way to utilize this? Your book is best used in pieces rather than reading it through and kind of one and done, wouldn't you say, Jim?
Oh, yeah. Now, I mean, if you want to read through from cover to cover, it doesn't take that long, but it's like drinking from the fire hose because I give plenty of examples of all these techniques, and it's kind of like overwhelming. And so if you just want to appreciate the artistic value of the Bible, you can do it that way. But as you say, I think the best way is to just kind of read a chapter, read the concept, the technique that's being talked about, see the examples. I give some places elsewhere to look for at the end. But really, I would say the best is studying community. Study it in a small group. Get together other people, your family. Gather around. Study it as a devotional within your own families. And it can be a great, great motivator to get your Bible reading to another level.
Now, studying the Bible can easily become like a textbook, and I'm sure you teach at Moody Bible Institute, so this has got to be a battle that your students fight, where how do I make sure that it doesn't just become like a textbook, where, I'm studying it, and I'm learning, you know, new words, and I'm looking at all these techniques, but how can I make sure that my Bible reading actually enriches and draws me closer to God?
Most of us who teach the Bible, who are Moody students, we traffic in the Word of God on a regular basis. We have classes on Bible. We have chapel. We have churches that present the Word of God. And it really is hard to kind of, you know, make sure that it doesn't just become an academic exercise, though it can be an academic pursuit and certainly is worthy of that. But it's hard to kind of, in a sense, change that focus from how do you become just a academic student of God's Word to really letting it soak in and be able to be lived out through your pores. And I think the question I get a lot as a professor from students is, how do you study the Bible you know, can I have an academic time and then a devotional time?
Hmm.
And for me personally, I can't separate the two.
Yeah.
Whenever I study the Word of God, it's devotional and it's academic. And so I know sometimes people do need to kind of differentiate between their kind of studies. But for me, I just found it not really all that helpful to try to separate out, because every time I open God's Word, I want my heart to tremble, whether I'm studying it in an academic, you know, way, looking at deep down word studies or looking at the context, the background. I really like what Isaiah 66 says, because it says the idea here is, who is the one that I esteem? He who is humble, you would appreciate that, Carl, and
yeah.
contrite in spirit. And then lastly, and trembles at my word. And so this is what I call the zone. I want to go between big picture Bible reading and detail picture, but I always want to have that middle ground, that zone, that spiritual zone where my heart trembles. So whether I'm doing it academically, I want my heart to tremble. Whether I'm just in church, I want my heart to tremble. When I'm studying it to just kind of read, you know, a large swatch of text, I want my heart to tremble. And so that, to me, is really what Isaiah 66:2 talks about, is that something that God really wants from us. He wants a trembling heart.
Yeah.
And so every time we open God's word, I want my heart to just kind of flutter.
This will help you do that very thing. 14 Fresh Ways to Enjoy the Bible by Dr. Jim Coakley. 14 Fresh Ways to Enjoy the Bible. Now, we've got something that we're going to throw in the pot here today that we don't normally do. Allie and I discovered in a little link that was sent to us a bonus reading guideline that is from the back of this book, and Dr. Jim Coakley has made it available for us today, Boom Crew. You're going to want to get this link.
Just text FRESH to 312-274-9624. You're going to get a link that allows you to download this guide to get a preview of the book totally for free. And then if you want to purchase the book, that's there as well. Just text FRESH to 312-274-9624.
And that continues a string of two for two, my wife going for books that we're really promoting this week that she says... Gotta get it.
The Janann Collection.
Yes, exactly. Curated by Janann.
It's really funny, isn't it?
Yeah,
we went back
great.
To back. Best devotional. Somebody texted this morning, goes, I'm with your wife, Carl. She goes, this devotional by Susie Larson is just tremendous. And then my bride yesterday, funny story, man. Driving down the road. She goes, you know, I'm reading Chronicles like I've never read it before. I said, really? She goes, yeah, this book by Jim is just really awesome, bub. It's opened my eyes to so many things that I did not see before.
That's so cool.
Isn't it cool? So text FRESH to 312-274-9624. Why is that the funniest keyword we've ever had? Fresh.
I like that. What's interesting when you say it that way?
I don't know. It's kind of a great word. 312-274-9624. Got a lot going on here today, guys. Got a lot cooking. And what if God was really redirecting your life? It happened on a missionary journey, and it could be happening for you. We'll explain it all coming up.
Want to put faces to the names? Just follow Carl and Crew Mornings on Facebook and Instagram. And don't forget, that's Carl with a K.
The need for us to be willing to be surprised by the Spirit is real. And when I say that, I don't want you to be freaked out, because anytime the Spirit of God is directing us, it's a good thing. I mean, I shouldn't have to say that, but sometimes we can get freaked out, or maybe we have bad information and we think, oh boy, God's going to lead us into something that we don't like. It's the old notion that, oh, if I give my life to Christ, he might take me to Africa. Well, if he does, and you're really surrendered to him, it's going to be the greatest trip ever. I mean, in all seriousness, we got to remember that. But in the book of Acts 16, here's what we find. We find the second missionary journey. Now, the interesting thing about these missionary journeys is that Luke starts off the first missionary journey with a lot of description. Second, third missionary journey, it's just kind of like, oh, and they headed out. So it's not a lot of ramp up. It's like they're heading out. But what's interesting is that you find the Holy Spirit surprising them. Paul wanted to go into Asia with the gospel. Look what happened. And they went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. Now, we don't know how they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit, but we can infer a couple of things. It's just a chapter before at the Jerusalem Council. We're doing heavy-duty devotional here this morning, folks. It's just a chapter earlier at the Jerusalem Council that they conclude there are four things that the Gentiles need to adopt in their following of Jesus. No sexual immorality, no food sacrificed to idols, no food with blood in it. What's the fourth thing? Somebody help me. No food with blood in it, meat with blood in it, and I think no outright blood. Got to look at it. Okay, so four things that they decided at the Jerusalem Council, and here's how they concluded that. It seems right to us and the Holy Spirit, right?
It's Acts 15:28.
Yep. So that's what happened at the Jerusalem Council. So then, boom, they take off on this second missionary journey, and what do you find? Holy Spirit's involved again, blocking them. Now, we don't know exactly how, but I want to be careful that we don't avoid the fact that he may have been speaking as we were talking about yesterday.
Yeah.
Right? You got to leave room for the fact that they are hearing promptings and notions of God. In fact, my contention is that's exactly what happened.
I mean, we got to be careful about what we deem as too crazy, because if Paul can be blinded by a light of Jesus coming down on him and no one else can see it, but they can hear the voice too, you know, then I think that it's within the sense of reasonability to say the Holy Spirit could also verbally speak to them and say, don't go.
Yeah, it's hard to look four chapters back in the book of Acts seeing Paul getting smoked on the Damascus Road by a blinding light and no one else knows what the cat hair is going on,
right,
and then try to all of a sudden kind of naturalize everything else that's going on.
Right.
There's supernatural going on. So in verse 6, they're blocked from going into Asia. Verse 7, and when they had come to Mysia, they attempted to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. Now, this is the Holy Spirit sent by Jesus. So, and then look at this. You want something crazy? So passing by Mysia, they went down to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia was standing there urging him and saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. And when Paul had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go into Macedonia. Of course, you've seen visions that says, come on into Macedonia. You go there. So here's the point. A well-led devotional life sees this and they say, God, I'm ready for you to surprise me. Let me give you a practical application of this, and then we're going to, we might even open up phone lines. I'm running late here, but we might do it. When I was radically transformed by Jesus, February 11th of 1984, my whole world changed. And for me, it was radical because I had to leave friends and family and job and, I mean, everything. Under the counsel of some wise people, I left out of the city of Anchorage and headed to Central California. But God wasn't done surprising me. And God's worked just like this since then in crazy ways. And I could list in the last 2 years things that have happened where the Holy Spirit redirected life with regard to radio, 180 Chicago, you name it. But here's what happened with me, guys. I was sitting at a men's conference in, what was the name of that town? Up in Yosemite. We're up in the hills. And a man is speaking, and out of the blue, I mean, I'm in a large room, Allie. I'm sitting to the right-hand side looking at the stage. I'm leaned forward. I got my Bible out, notebook, and I mean, I'm gobbling up every word that's said. I don't even know who the speaker was to this day. I couldn't tell you who it was. He looked from the stage with hundreds of guys. He looked straight at me and he said, I need to say something to you. Freaked me out. I'll tell you about it coming up.
Helping you start your day with a boom. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
About 5 months old in Jesus Christ, I'm in Central California, went up into the mountains of Yosemite to a men's retreat. Hundreds of guys there, sitting probably 15 rows deep, right-hand side. The guy up there up front is speaking, and I am gripped. And I'm thrilled with what God is doing. I'm writing down notes, got my pen out, got the Bible open, as all the other guys around me. I wasn't the one guy in the room. The guy up front speaking stops in the middle of it. He looks right over my direction. He goes, I need to speak to you. Never shared this on air before, ever. He says, I need to speak to you.
Were you nervous?
I'm scared to death. If you don't know this about me, you don't know me yet. There's some guys that just glom for that kind of notoriety or whatever, where someone grabs you out at the crowd. I want to run for the exits.
I'm with you.
I am running for the exits. I'm like, get me out of here. So I'm freaked out. And then he began to speak with such love and care. And he said, I don't know why, but I feel prompted of the Spirit to tell you that God is going to call you into ministry.
Whoa.
And he said, I know I've never met you before, but and this wasn't one of these conferences where these guys sit here and, you know, call out prophecies.
Right.
That yeah. was not this. This is a Bible conference. Mm. And I sat on that for a second, and I'm like, well, what in the world? He spoke for just a couple more minutes to me, and then he went on teaching. And we got done with that session. My uncle had been sitting across the room from me. He goes, well, that was really something, wasn't it? I said, yeah, Howie, what am I supposed to do to that with that? And he says, we need to be praying. Hmm. And over the course of the next couple of months, God redirected everything about my life. You know what happened, Boom Crew? The Spirit of God, much like the Spirit of God shut down a second missionary journey where Paul and the team wanted to go straight up into Asia, the Holy Spirit, through someone else, redirected my life. And I wound up going to Bible college at Multnomah School of the Bible. Now, was I committed to Jesus before that men's conference? Yeah. Was I all in? All in like you can't believe, guys. You can be all in with Jesus, but you've still got to be willing to be surprised when the Spirit of God is moving in your life. Gotta be.
Young or old in Christ.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
You gotta be. Why are we living in this template that's been laid down by the 40-hour work week and save up in your 401k? What if God's got something different? I'm not against retirement plans, by the way. I'm just talking about this little pattern that we've been kind of born into here. What if God's got something different? Coming up, minute and a half, we got a potential difference. And it won't be but for a couple of you, but the principle of being surprised by the Spirit, directed by the Spirit, whoa, that's for everyone, right?
Absolutely. That applies to everyone.
Everybody. So we'll talk to a sliver of you in a minute and a half.
Going from believers of Jesus to followers of Jesus, you're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
All right. I urge you. This is biblical as can be. The Apostle Paul urged people to be reconciled with God. He urged people to make their calling and election sure. So in the tradition of a great brother, Paul, I urge you to be open to the Spirit of God surprising you. It's a fair urging, isn't it, Allie?
Absolutely. And why do you say, why is that, why do we need to have that urging?
Because we miss so much if we miss the nudges in the bumps of the Spirit. I mean, think about this. You get the second missionary journey. The whole course and direction of the gospel forward movement was because the Holy Spirit intervened, and I believe by either visions, which are proved from the man from Macedonia that came to Paul in the middle of the night, or from just an inaudible yet very audible voice of the Holy Spirit that said, hey, we're not going to Asia here. We're not going to Asia. We're not going to Asia. We're going someplace different. And to get into the grind or to the rut of kind of life as we've been taught without the supernatural movement of the Holy Spirit can be a very dangerous place to live. You can miss out on some beautiful things in your life, and I don't want you to, Boomker. So I got a sliver opportunity for a couple of you here. I started hearing about enrollment around here and the opportunities that we have, and I went in and I talked to a guy named Nathan, and I said, Nathan, I want to get behind Moody, and here's why. Because see what the Holy Spirit did for me? This is a passion of mine. I was broken, transformed by God, and God called me into vocational ministry. Now, there's no divide between secular and sacred in God's economy. We often make it. But I went off to Bible college. And it's been dawning on me. Hold on here, Carl. There's a lot of people listening that are going to listen to the Holy Spirit, and who knows where it'll nudge them. Who knows where? I don't even want to get into examples because I don't know what God's Spirit is doing in you. But there's someone listening today who's maybe like me, or you know someone who is. And so here's the deal. We got this incredible thing called Moody Bible Institute, and it could be that the Spirit of God nudged me to nudge you to get here, to get what I was directed to do by the Spirit many years ago, to get a deep dive in devotions right here at Moody Bible Institute and get equipped for ministry near or abroad. And some of you right now, somebody I know out there is going, oh no, oh no, oh no, I'm afraid I'm hearing the Spirit of God work here. And that's great. But I want you to grab this link, and we worked out a deal with Nathan. This is commonly done in state schools and different people. Everybody's trying to get kids into their college. But if you take what Allie's going to send you, BOOMCREW24, right, is the code?
That's going to be the code. We're going to give you a keyword for it so
okay.
that you get all of that.
Explain what they're going to get with this whole enchilada.
Yeah, so you are going to, if you text the word Moody to our number, you are going to get just a link to the application page for the Moody Bible Institute here, right here in downtown Chicago. And then also there's a code, a BOOMCREW24 that's listed in there that you can use that will waive the application fee. And then as another perk, they set this up to where successful applicants who are admitted and enroll will get a $500 bonus dropped into their account when they come in the fall.
Yeah. And this is just for you, Boomkers.
And this applies to undergrad studies,
yep,
online studies, MDiv, graduate studies. You can look through the website and find out what program fits you, or if you're working with a student in your life, you can send them there, and this will be a perk that's available to them as well.
How cool is that, Allie?
This is a great, great opportunity to at least explore the possibility that God may have something for you here at Moody. Just text Moody to 312-274-9624. This just gets you the details, the information. It does not, nobody's going to spam you or call you or email you about this unless you initiate the contact. So just text Moody to 312-274-9624.
How awesome is it to live in such dependence on God that you then hear the Spirit of God move in your life and maybe move you? Isn't that cool, Allie?
It can feel terrifying, but it's a beautiful thing.
It's the prospect of it
the
is like, oh, no.
The prospect is like, whoa, this could be so different from maybe what I thought. But is this God nudging me toward this direction? And then you seek counsel and you do all of those things to kind of walk that out. But at least be open to it.
Be open, because what God wants to surprise you with, you don't want to miss. Text Moody to 312-274-9624. This isn't just about being surprised by the Spirit. This is specifically, God may be nudging you by the power of the Holy Spirit to come here to Moody Bible Institute in the fall. It's that simple. And we got this cool deal. Application fee waived with this code that we got for you, and 500 lands in your student account when you get enrolled. That's a pretty sweet deal.
Text the word Moody to 312-274-9624. Just text the word Moody.
Boom Crew. Celebrate what God is doing in you. This is Carl and Crew Mornings.
Okay, we're talking about Holy Spirit leading and prompting here. Willie, you want to chime in on this one, my man? What do you say?
The Holy Spirit is not the author of confusion. So the Holy Spirit do speak to us, you know, because he uses ordinary people to bless us. So if you speak it in the pulpit, and it was something that I was wrestling with, the Holy Spirit tells me that that's who he used it to say to me what has to be said. So no. I know that the Holy Spirit speaks.
Yeah, Willie, you may bring up a good point, because there's no confusion with the Holy Spirit at all. It's very clear.
Right.
And by the way, it will always lead to, because people ask the will of God. What's the will of God? According to Thessalonians 4:3, the will of God is your sanctification. So it's as hard as it is to hear it, it will always lead to growth in Christ Jesus. Isn't that awesome, Willie?
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. You have to be reminded that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Amen,
you
brother.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right on, Willie. Willie, I love you, man.
Thanks for having me on the program.
Absolutely. I got to cut you loose, or else you and me are both going to get the glad-glads together here, man.
Yeah, we're going to get you. Well, you'll have to get it because I already got it. Send it again. Send Jesus.
I love you, Willie. Thanks for calling in, my man.
Oh,
that's
man.
Willie.
It's really good.
I love Willie.
Coming to you live from the Morningstar Mission Sponsored Studios, this is Carl and Crew Mornings on 90.1 FM Moody Radio.
Sorry, I can't get off my soapbox here, Boom Crew. What are you laughing at, Alan?
Jumping back up.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know. The Lord's doing a great work in my heart right now, guys. I have plenty of frustrations like all of us do with this world that we live in. Common frustrations. But that's not dissuading me. Right now, I'm cooking with gas with Jesus. God's doing some awesome work in my life, and it is one of the coolest things on the planet. And I'm pumped about it, Allie. I feel like I'm as fired up for Christ now as I've ever been in my life. And I'm reading things in his word and discovering stuff about myself that I actually have this crazy habit that when I get fired up about God or I find something in his word that's great, I rub my hands together and I rub them together so hard. Everybody do this right now. Who isn't driving? Okay. Rub your hands together. Now push them together really strongly together.
Ooh, you get a little suction.
So it's triceps. And it's pecs, so it's crazy, but it's quite a workout.
You just told me I did my workout for today, and that's all the encouragement I need.
I did not say that to you.
Thank you very much.
Check done.
So I sometimes rub my hands together, and my wife will hear me. You guys excited about something up there?
I hear those hands going.
But right now I'm excited about something up there, and you know what the up there is? Spirit of God. And he's in here. And I just appeal to you, please don't fall into the common earthbound, natural, non-supernatural rut of living your life, my friend. Please don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that to yourself. Don't do that to your kids. I tell parents this all the time. Quit worrying about your kids. Get out there and start living for Jesus. The best hope you've got to see your kids turned around is see you so aflame for Jesus that they go, who's directing them? I mean this from the bottom of my heart. And how much are we missing out on if we get into, you know what I mean? When I'm talking about the earthbound, non-supernatural, kind of the routine of this world. Come on, what are some of those things we do? What are they? We go to school, right?
Yeah.
We balance the checkbook.
Mm-hmm.
We shuttle kids around.
Yeah, we shuttle kids around. And that's where all good.
Yes,
yeah.
All great
Pay
things.
Our bills.
If you have kids, it's good to shuttle them rather than send them on, you know, the blue line or something. You know, it's good. but we'll pay the bills.
Yep.
We go to church.
Yep.
We boom, bada boom, boom, bada boom. The list goes on and on. You got to be ready to let the Spirit of God surprise you in here at any given moment. Boom, crew.
Yeah.
We have to.
And make the space for it. I know that's what you're saying when you're saying be ready for it. You know, don't let the mundane things of life become more important than what God is calling to you in a moment.
Boom!
Because they're not.
Boom!
They feel like it, but they're not.
Now, I'm going to call out my team right now. I'll start with Super Die. Super Die, your story that God gave you at Hancock Building,
yeah,
and that empathy you have for people, the way God took that rage out of you and he put a heart of clay that he began to mold. Yeah. Don't you dare stop listening to how the Spirit of God wants to use you and let the worries of this world and family and all kinds of stuff derail God's vision for your life. Do you hear me,
Super Die? I hear you. I know, because it's so easy.
Super Die.
I hear you.
And Young Thunder, God's given you a teaching gift. Mm. And I know you've got a baby on the way and little cuddly bubblies coming along and all that stuff. And I get all that. But the bubbles come from both ends, bub.
This is what I've heard.
Yes.
I've heard rumors.
So little cuddly bubblies on the way, and you're going to be wiping booties and cleaning up drool, and you're going to be getting into the grind. And I'm begging you, for her sake, do not fall into the grind, Young Thunder.
You're right. I want the same thing.
Don't you dare. Your daughter sees you not neglecting the gift that God gave you.
Yeah.
You hear me?
I agree with you. Yes.
And Allie, God has given you such an exhortation, and frankly, you've been gifted in such multiple ways, and God uses you as ballast in the ship around here. Lord knows that. And some of the, frankly, the intuition and discernment that God's given you and all that together, don't you dare fall asleep at the wheel, kiddo. I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you.
Guys, if we fall asleep and get into, and by the way, this sleepwalking thing, it's a real and present danger, isn't it, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Of course it is. I mean, Carl, I'm going to take you, came around and you encouraged everybody else. I'm gonna bring it around on you.
Oh no, we don't have time for that.
No,
next song.
Oh, yes, we do. I hit the buttons. Carl, you are an awesome man of God that is super fired up about doing ministry. And to a lot of people, they may think, you know, well, maybe Carl doesn't need to be encouraged in this area, but everybody does.
Yes.
Even in the midst of working really hard in ministry, and you are a leader. You lead here. You lead at church. It can be really, really easy to even fall into the mundaneness of just going through the motions of ministry.
Buddy.
Don't forget.
You ain't kidding.
That God is calling you to something special. Don't let the mundaneness of leadership and ministry stop you from what God's calling you to.
Yeah, and I got prompted by the Spirit on something. Thank you for that, Young Thunder.
You're welcome.
And that's a great word. But I've never done this before. All right. Allie?
Yes?
God has something for you you haven't even discovered yet.
Oh, wow.
And I'm not kidding you.
You feel like you're hearing that?
Yeah. Yep.
I love that.
So when we get back from a little spot break here, we're going to get into a worship session with a real worshiper, aren't we, Allie?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hang on.
Helping you start your day with a boom. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
She is the best-selling, most awarded female gospel artist of all time, long since cemented her status as one of the most accomplished and celebrated women in modern music history. Joining us right now, CeCe Wynan. So excited to have you joining us here on Carl and Crew Mornings. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I am great. So what are you believing for God to do in this goodness tour that you are bringing to Chicago this Friday?
Oh, man. I'm believing for him to do the impossible in the lives of his people. You know, people are coming out. The goodness tour has been awesome because they are coming ready to lift up a praise, you know, And there's power in unity. There's power in praise. And God is showing up. So I'm just believing that people are coming. They're being refreshed. They're being renewed. But they're being saved. We do the salvation prayer every wow. night. And we're believing for healing. We're just believing for God to do what he does best. And that is bless his people.
Yeah. As you've made these different stops, I know it's a 20-city tour. It started back in February. You're going to be joining us this Friday here in Chicago at the House of Hope. But do you get a sense, I mean, from your perspective as you're mm-hmm. you're leading in worship and as you're mm-hmm. encountering people at different places and stages in their mm-hmm. walk, do you get a sense of any sort of trends of what you see in terms of struggle or strongholds or what people are dealing with across the country right now? I know that's maybe an odd question, but from your perspective, what are you seeing? What are some of the major themes or struggles?
Well, you said the struggles, and I believe there are major struggles everywhere that people are going through. Depression, family issues, sicknesses, definitely. But the theme I'm seeing is desperation. I'm seeing desperation for God.
Wow.
And that's good news to me. People are not coming to be entertained. They're coming to participate. And I see an awakening. When we really begin to understand that we need God, not only do we want him, but we need him, mm-hmm. there's a different sound to me of desperation, of appreciation in the church across the board. But as far as the same type of trend of what people are going through, not really. It's just that I know of different cases. Yeah. I know of different things that are going on. Not just in my home church, but, you know, because of who I am and what we do, I'm aware. It's a lot of darkness happening.
Yeah.
We can see that on the news. It's almost like when the Word of God says, if my people, which are called by my name, mm-hmm. would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven. I feel like we're getting that.
Yes.
We understand that it depends on us.
Well, that's so encouraging to hear. I mean, you use the word, mm-hmm. you're seeing people desperate for God, and you use the word yeah. awakening. That's got to encourage mm-hmm. your heart as a worship leader, as the wife of a pastor.
Yeah.
That's got to excite you.
It does. It excites me. And I'm leaving so blessed. I'm telling you, I've been doing every night, you know, a little recap of just thanking people for coming. But there has been times when I just thought the place was going to explode. It's been so powerful. And I don't hear all the personal testimonies. I'm asking people to send them in now. But I know God has got to be moving.
Yeah.
Because his word tells us, and when you look at the scriptures, when you see what happened when they followed the instructions at Jericho, you know, when they shouted and they followed the instructions prior to that, how the walls came down. When you see what happened with Paul and Silas at midnight, when instead of complaining, they begin to worship and praise God, how God set them free, and not just them, but everybody in prison. You know, there's a desperate sound in praise that I'm hearing that I just know God is doing great things.
Wow. Cece Winans, our guest right now. Now, you've been doing this a lot of years and you're kind of in the yeah. middle of this 20-city tour. How do you keep yourself? Yeah. We've been talking here in Chicago about devotions and kind of our own personal time with the Lord. How do you keep yeah. yourself strong in the Lord as you're doing a lot of traveling and the wear and tear on your vocal cords and the fatigue? How do you build yourself right. up in the faith so that when you get on that stage, it's not a performance, but it's worship?
Well, I give out of my overflow. You know, I understand the importance of staying in the Word of God, having times of quiet, you know, so even though when you look at my schedule, it looks like there's nonstop. That's not what it is, because if it was nonstop, I would stop.
Yeah.
Especially at this age, I would stop. But it's making sure, like even with the tour, I do 3 days a week. And as I told everybody, you know, I think 3 days will be the max. So I'm normally home on Saturday. So I'm at Saturday prayer. We have 9 a.m. prayer at church. Then I have my life group that I do on Saturday after prayer. And then we're there for Sunday, all 3 services. And then we're, you know, I'm resting on Monday. And then I'm back on the road tonight. And this is during the tour. I'll get on the bus at 10 p.m. tonight. And then I'm I really have most of my days free until about 2 o'clock when I'm out on the road.
Okay.
So I have time for my prayer. I have time to just sit there in the presence of the Lord. And then I listen to great music, Christian music all day. You know, I'm living in his presence. So then when I get on the stage, it's just an extension of what I've been doing all day. And then joining in with the people of God, coming to worship. And that's what I've been encouraging them all to do. Come ready to open up your mouth. Come ready to lift your hands. Come ready to cry out so that God will not only bless us, but will bless our cities.
Wow. CeCe Winans, you're going to be singing some of the familiar favorites that we play, Believe For It, Goodness of God.
Yes.
You're also going to be introducing some new music. You've got an album coming out next month. Tell us about some of the new music you've got going.
Oh, well, you know, it's another live record. This is my second live record, but this time we actually have a live audience, praise God. Last time it was during the pandemic and we could only have 50 people, but we redid Holy Forever. So we got some new songs, brand new songs, original songs, but also we did some remakes, powerful remakes that you guys have heard already. Holy Forever. We're singing our new single, That's My King, which is so much fun and so powerful, declaring who Jesus is. And then let me see what else we're doing. Refiner. It's just amazing. And we're doing Believe For It. We're doing Goodness of God. And everybody is just beautiful, hearing the voices. And I think that's one of the major things on this new record that is so powerful. One original song that we recorded is called Too Late to Lose. Oh, my goodness. So powerful.
I love that.
And to hear the audience singing Too Late to Lose. It's just like we're joining in with heaven. We're joining in with heaven. When you sing Holy Forever and when you sing, you know, the praises and worthy is your name. It's just powerful. So, yeah, we're singing some of the new stuff from the new record, some of the old stuff from Believe For It record. And we even go a little bit further from there. And then we're doing some hymns in there. It's a powerful night.
Sounds like it. CeCe Winans, thank you so much for your time this morning. Always such
a
blessing. We're going to play.
Looking forward to seeing everybody in Chicago. Come on out and worship with me.
Absolutely. We'll get you ticketing information if you text the word tickets to 312-274-9624. Text tickets. We will send you the link in concert this Friday at 7 o'clock, House of Hope in Chicago. Just text tickets to 312-274-9624.
Hey, this is Carl with Carl and Crew, and I'm so grateful that you listened to this showcast. Thank you mostly for being part of the Boom Crew. As we help you take your next step with Jesus, you're a huge encouragement to us. We'll be here again live every weekday morning from 5 to 9 a.m. Godspeed.